So the last chorus that was sung there, "Who am I?" It's always an interesting question, and I often wonder that about myself.
刚才我唱最后那首诗歌，我是谁？我一直在问我自己这个问题。
You know, my wife and I, we came out here this year, and for the first time, we came out a few days early, and we stayed in Palo Alto.
这一次，今年是我和我姊妹第一次提前几天来到湾区，我们是在那个 Palo Alto 那边待了几天时间。
My father was born there in 1916.
我父亲是1916年在那边出生的。
And his father, my grandfather, was a famous anatomist who's taught at Stanford University.
我的祖父是一个解剖学的专家，他当时是在这个斯坦福大学那边工作的。
But when my father was only a few years old, he moved for about 5 years to Peking, where his father was a professor of anatomy at the Peking Medical College.
那当我的父亲五岁的时候，他和祖父就搬到了北京去，因为他在那边是跟他这个专业有关系的。
And so my father was there. He learned Mandarin, by the way.
我父亲在北京就学会说了这个普通话。
And then his father was asked to go and start the medical college in Bangkok, Siam.
然后我的祖父那个时候就被邀请去曼谷那边去开始一个新的医学院。
And what do they call it now? What's Siam now? What is it? Yeah. Oh yeah, Bangkok, but Siam was bigger. Anyway, yeah. So for starting the medical school there, the king of Siam made him royalty.
然后他在那时候在曼谷那边开了一个医学院，因为他的工作就他成为一个这个贵族人，潜国王的这个贵族的人。
Now I wonder the irony of all of this.
我觉得你们发现这样有点这个讽刺。
And how it is that we get hooked up in a chain of circumstances that leads to our own salvation.
你看，有的时候就看一系列的事情发生，然后最后就，到了我就领到我们的救恩里面去。
Now some of you know that you're probably saved because your grandma prayed for you or something like that, right?
你们可能有人知道你们自己现在得救，可能是因为你们的祖母为你们祷告。
So while my father was in China, he once in a while had the chance to meet with his uncle.
当我祖父在北京的时候，他有时不时的会跟他的叔叔见面。
And his uncle's name was Ray Congdon, and he was a missionary in China.
他叔叔的名字叫 Ray Congdon, 他那个时候他在中国做传教士。
And he was praying for my father and for his own brother, because my grandfather was a rabid atheist.
他就为我的父亲还有他的兄弟来祷告，因为我的祖父是一个很坚定的无神论者。
So maybe it goes back to this missionary relative Ray Congdon. This is how I ended up getting saved.
我的这个可能就是那条线是从我的叔叔，我的祖叔叔那边 Ray Congdon 那边来的。
Anyway, when my grandfather went to Siam, my father was sent to a men's boarding school in the Philippines.
当我的祖父在柬国那边去工作，那我父亲就在菲律宾那边就去了那个学校。
Now I think most of you have heard my testimony many times. I've been here what 30 years now.
你可听到我来这边30多年，你可听到我的这方面的见证。
I don't know why I haven't bought any polar gear yet, but I've been here a number of times.
我来这太多次，我还没把那个什么熊拿过来。
So I let me give you just a minute of backstory before I can finish my story.
我给一些这个背景故事，然后我才能让我来讲完。
On April Fool's Day, 1964, I got saved.
1964年愚人节那一天，我得救的。
That was April 1st, 1964.
那1964年4月1号。
May 20th, the same year, 1 month later.My mother got saved.
5月20号，一个月以后，我的母亲得救了。
2 weeks later, my father The psychiatrist got saved.
2个星期以后，我父亲心理学专家他得救了。
Then in July, my sister got saved.
6月份，我的姐妹妹得救了。
And finally, my stubborn oldest brother. It took him till September to hold out till he got saved.
这个最倔强的我的大哥到9月份他才得救。
Now the reason I say all of that is because I find out. 10 years after I've been saved, and my dad has been saved.
那我觉得说，我得救10年以后，我的父亲得救。
That he remembers the day as a 12-year-old boy there in that Episcopalian boys' school in Baguio City, Philippines.
他就记得他12岁的时候，他在那个教会那边，在菲律宾那边上学的时候的情况。
And they had to go to chapel where they recited the various prayers in the prayer book.
然后他们去一起聚会的时候，他们读那本祷告书里边，在里面来读。
And my father remembers when he was 12 years old, one day they read the words that stuck in his heart. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
他就记得那个时候，他从读的一句的话就是说，不要把你的灵从我身上挪去。
And my father, knowing nothing about God,said, God, take not your Holy Spirit from me.
那个时候我的父亲对神的事情一无所知，他却对神说，神啊，不要把你的灵从我身上挪去。
Of course, it was 30-something years later he got saved.
当然是30多年以后他才得救了。
But I wonder if somehow I'm caught up in the chain of what the Lord decided to do.
我不知道是不是因为神所要做这一连串的东西，我被在里边去了。
This afternoon, I'm not so interested in sharing too many details about my life, but I'm more interested in trying to convey something absolutely wonderful.
我不是今天下午不是很有兴趣想讲我自己个人的故事，我是想讲一些非常很有意思的事情。
Do you guys sing that? There's an old chorus. I remember Stephen Kong singing it all the time.
有一首老师江弟兄经常唱的。
It comes from the prophet Daniel.
从但以理先知里面出来。
Do you know this song?
你知道那首诗歌呢？
When God moveth, none can stay His hand.
当圣灵移动，没有人可以来阻止。
When God moveth,
当神来移动，
none can stay His hand.
没有人能够阻止他的手。
When God moveth in the land, when God moveth, who can stand?
当神在光中而行走，是没有人可以来阻止他。
When God moveth, none can stay His hand.
当神来运行的时候，没有人能够阻止他的手。
Our God is sovereign.
我们的神是大有主权的一位。
A scripture just to begin the conversation.
我们一开始要读的一卷的经文。
You remember when Judah and Israel were split up and in captivity?
我们记得犹大和以色列分为两国。
But the Lord still loved His people.
但是神还是爱他的百姓。
They've been so unfaithful.
他们如此的是没有不信实。
He should just leave them alone.
神可以完全就不理会他们了。
But He can't because of His eternal love.
但是他不行，因为神的爱是永远的爱。
And so He decides unilaterally to revive His children.For his own sake.
所以他单方面决定他要为着他自己的缘故来复兴恢复他的百姓。
In Ezekiel 36:22, he says, Therefore say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I'm about to act, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations.
以西结书36:22，所以你要对以色列家说主耶和华如此说：以色列家啊，我行这事不是为你们，乃是为我的圣名，就是在你们道德列国中所亵渎的。
And I think our history is quite clear that we make a real mess of things.
那想我们自己的历史都很清楚，我们弄的一切事情一塌糊涂。
But God loves us with an eternal love that just won't let us go.
但是神用永远的爱爱了我们，他就是不要放弃我们。
And so this prayer we just read was the beginning of Ezekiel's lesson from the valley of the dry bones.
这个刚才那一节圣经就是在干谷的 干谷的那个谷里边，以西结开始的祷告。
Valley of the Dry Bones, that could be the name of my fellowship in New York City.
这个干枯的枯萝地这个谷，可以是我在纽约那边聚会的名字。
Well, not right. I shouldn't say that, or I'll get in trouble.
我不应该这么说，我该有麻烦了。
I just want to admit that sometimes we're all pretty dry. A lot of words, and when we speak the words, dust comes out.
我就是想说，就是有很多时候就太干燥，我们一说话，这个尘土就出来了。
So after instructing Ezekiel about the different bones connected to the dry bone, and then the flesh coming on, and the spirit breathing, and the whole lesson.
那个这功课就是骨和骨连接在一起，筋还有肉都放在身上，然后圣灵进来，这个人就活过来了。
It says in verse 11, you got the Ezekiel 37:11.
以西结37:11.
Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones.Of the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, our hope has been perished, we're completely cut off.
那边就是说，我们在这边的，我们的骨头都干掉了，我们完全被与你来分割了。
Therefore prophesy, and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves, my people, and I'll bring you into the land of Israel.
我就说我耶和华就说我要把我的民从这死地中来复活出来要把他们带到我的应许之地
Then you will know that I am the Lord when I've opened your graves and caused you to come out of your graves my people
你们那个时候也就要知道我是耶和华你们的神使你们从死地中出来的那一位
And I will put my spirit within you and you'll come to lifeAnd I'll place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, and declares the Lord.
那个时候我要把我的灵放在你们当中，那时你们就知道是我耶和华所成就的这一切。
The Lord has to do things because He's going to do them, because He loves us.
神要做这些，因为神他爱我们。
And so I realize that my salvation and yours is part of a bigger picture.
所以你和我的救恩就是一幅大很大的一幅图画中的一部分。
Indeed, the Lord saves us because He loves us, but He's got bigger fish to fry.
他的确爱我们，但是神有更大的事情他要来成就。
He's up to something.
他要做一些事情。
I'm suspicious.
我怀疑。
And so I want to share just some of the reasons I'm suspicious that God is about to move in this land.
那所以我就告诉你为什么我怀疑神可能要做一些的事情在这个地上
As my brother just sang When God moveth None can stay his hand
刚才我们唱到当神来动的时候没有人可以阻止他的手
That's a different tune Well I'm so thankful that the LordHas had mercy on his people.
我真是非常的感恩，我们的主真是对我们有这样大的怜悯。
In his sovereignty, he stirred up revivals and revivings, even here in our nation, in the U.S.
那在他极大的恩典当中，就算在美国这个地方，他还是兴做各样兴起复兴的工作。
You know, it's a special privilege, I think, for which we worship God.
我们能够来敬拜神是一个很大的特权。
When we somehow become part of a moving of God.
那就不知道怎么样我们就成了神所动工所动移动的那一部分。
I was born again 120 days after John Kennedy was assassinated.
我是肯尼迪被遇刺之后的120天我重生得救
And for our country that marked the death of an era
那对我们美国来说那个就是成为一个时代的终结
After World War II America was in a time of innocence
二战之后美国可以说是在一个非常淳朴单纯的
And everyone was participating in the American dream.
然后每个人都在寻求他们的美国梦。
But when Kennedy was assassinated, something jarred the whole country.
当肯尼迪遇刺之后，整个国家都被碰到震动了。
And there in 1963, the young people began to cry out and rebel.
1963年，那个时候年轻人们、青年人们就开始反叛，开始呐喊。
They became very disillusioned about the military-industrial complex in our country.
他们对美国的军事这些一系列的产业非常的非常的很非常的有负面的看法，也非常的失望。
And as a relatively new country, we'd not experienced such things as this before.
那作为一个还比较年轻的国家，这件事情以前没有发生过。
You know, it's very rare when I went to school. Now I was in college when Kennedy died.
当肯尼迪遇刺的时候，我在大学。
It was very rare to find any child whose parents had been divorced.
很少说谁家的孩子的父母是离婚的。
But it's as if the dam broke forth and everybody started getting divorced until half the marriages were getting divorced.
然后那时候就好像一个大坝决堤一样，好多人开始离婚，一直到等到一半的人都离婚了。
And so the children's homes started falling apart. The kids started growing long hair, listening to the devil's rock and roll.
然后年轻人们破碎的家庭开始流起长头发来，然后听那些所谓的魔鬼的这个摇滚乐。
Drugs came into the scene for the first time in our history.
然后在这国家历史第一次毒品进来。
And you know that if God hadn't sovereignly stopped the erosion in our country, I don't know where we would be.
那如果说神没有主权的在他主权里边来禁止这些事情继续发展，我不知道这个国家现在会怎么样。
In the midst of the hippie rebellion, which mostly took place in California, and it's your fault.
在这个嬉皮运动当中，就是我们这些加利福尼亚的人，我们是罪魁祸首。
I think you all have heard the stories about the Jesus Revolution.
我们可能听说过这个耶稣的革命，耶稣的运动。
You know, it's hard to describe, although if you have been in a move of God, you understand what I'm saying.
你如果你知道神在那边运行的工作的时候，你知道我在讲什么。
The atmosphere was full of God's gospel.
那时候的环境氛围里边全都是神的福音。
Now, within 2 years after I got saved, so that'd be like 1965, 1966, I was already preaching.
我两年得救，我得救两年以后，1965、1966年，我就开始传福音。
Now, I had found my kind of preaching.
我就开始这个讲道，然后我就找到我最适合我的讲道。
And you know what it was?Is preaching with my guitar. I'm singing away.
你知道是吗？就是我一边弹吉他，一边来讲道。
And it was amazing when you went among young people. You just play some songs, you sing about Jesus, you tell them this world's going to hell and you need to get saved, and 25, 30 hippies would get saved.
非常奇妙的一件的事情，你一边弹着吉他，一边对这帮年轻人说，这个世界败坏要进入地狱，你们要信福音，然后有二三十个嬉皮的年轻人，他们就这样信主了。
Now I wish I could say it was because of my songs, but they weren't that good.
我想说是因为我唱的歌，其实我唱的并没有那么好。
But when God moves, it's like He knocks a domino over, and a whole line goes down.
当神来运行的时候，这个工作的就像一个多米诺骨牌一样，一个倒了，一排全都倒了。
I got my Jesus band and we would do outdoor concerts in the public parks.
那个时候我们有一个叫耶稣的这个乐队，我们就在公共的那个场合公园里边来演奏。
And young people would get saved.
而年轻人们就被得救了。
Because they were searching so deeply for something that was true.
因为他们从深的深处，他们来寻求一些真实的东西。
And you know, it wasn't just young people.
不仅是年轻人。
Let me tell you a few funny stories.
我讲一个有意思的故事。
At this time, I was still a Baptist.
那时我还是在浸信会里边。
My father-in-law was a wonderful Baptist, witnessing evangelist.
我的岳父在浸信会里边是个非常大有能力的一个见证福音的人。
Anyway, I got invited to preach a revival with my band.At a Baptist church in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia.
那一次我是在西维吉尼亚，在那边有个复兴的会，我和我的这个乐队被邀请去传道。
This dear Pastor Hatton invited me, not knowing who I was.
那牧师邀请我，他都不知道我是谁。
And I'll never forget that trip. I had one Volkswagen van. We had 6 kids in it. Excellent musicians.
然后我开着一辆这个大众的那时候的那个面包车，坐了六人，这都是年轻人，但是都是非常好的音乐家。
Some boxes are full of New Testaments.
然后盒子里边全都是新约的圣经。
So I went there and sang and preached Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night.
所以到那边我们一边唱一边传，周三、周四、周五晚上。
You know, it's just the same old Baptist membership in this little dinky church. So just out of kindness, a few of those old Baptists got saved again, so I'd be happy, you know.
我们就是在那边这几个在这个浸信会里边和一帮浸信会有背景的人传福音，如果几个信我就已经很满足了。
What I'm saying is not much happened, you see.
我想说就是没有什么事情发生。
And then this Pastor Hatton said, you know, Dana, it's funny that you're here because they're having a meeting.On religion in the school cafeteria here in White Sulphur Springs.
他说那个地方你知道不知道那个学校的饭堂里边他们在办一个关有信仰背景的一个聚会。
And their speaker couldn't come, and they want to know if you could share tomorrow night there in the auditorium, the gym. It was the gym there at this place.
他们那个讲员来不了，你能不能去啊？不是那个饭厅，是在那个运动房里边。
I said, yeah, sure.
我说没有问题，我可以去。
The fool that I am, you know, I would go preach anywhere. You know what I mean?
那时候我什么都不懂，我哪里都会去，我都可以去传讲。
Now the one thing I'd learned from the Apostle Paul is, if you have one shot to preach, you should share your testimony.
我从使徒保罗那边学到的就是，如果说你有机会来分享，你就来分享你自己的见证。
And so I shared my testimony how Jesus saved me, and then He saved my mom, and then He saved my dad, and then He saved my brother, and then He saved my sister, or the other way around.
然后我就开始分享我如何得救，我的父亲、母亲、我的姐姐、我的哥哥，他们怎么被得救的。
But it was during this time when God was moving.
就在那个时候，神开始动工。
So at the end of it, I said, okay, now you're all sitting there. But if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, stand up.
我说你们都坐在这边，你们如果谁没有以前没有信主，你们就站起来。
283 people stood up.
283个人站了起来。
I said, no, 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 you misunderstood. Sit down again.
我说你们误解了，你们坐下坐下。
I'm saying you've never asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Stand up.
我的问题就是，你们如果从来没有求主耶稣基督来做你们的救主的话，你们站起来。
283 people stood up.
283个人站起来。
We counseled them through the night with all the pastors in that city.
我们就在那个晚上和一晚都和那些人来讲这个信主来福音的事情。
Now, do you think it was my preaching?
你以为是我自己的讲道吗？
But here's what it was.
但事实是。
And this is why we cry over the church.
这个就是我们为什么要为教会来呼喊。
Many of these people.Went to church all their lives.
很多人一生去聚会。
They sang hymns.
他们唱诗。
They loved Jesus.
他们爱耶稣。
They trimmed the Christmas tree.
他们来修剪这个圣诞节的树。
They knew that they should be a good Christian.
他们知道他们要做好基督徒。
That they should be righteous.
他们要公义。
They didn't know how to get saved.
但是他们不知道如何被得救。
And I just told them how to get saved.
我就告诉他们如何要被来得救。
And they couldn't believe they could trust in Jesus and be saved.
他们不能够相信你信靠耶稣就可以得救。
283 people waiting for somebody to just say, come to Jesus.
283个人就是等某一个人来说来到耶稣面前。
When God moves, just to be part of it is overwhelming.
当神来运行 运行的时候，如果你在其中很小一部分，你都觉得是非常极大的一件的事情。
Over there by this church in White Sulphur Springs, nearby, about 15 miles away, there was the Women's Federal Penitentiary.
在那个地方15英里之外有一个妇女的监狱。
And this penitentiary full of women heard about what happened in this school, and they asked me and my band to come over there and do a gig.
这个妇女监狱听到了在学校发生的事情，他们就邀请我们这个乐团去这个监狱里边来给他们来传道。
At that time, there was a famous TV star who was in that prison.
那个时候有一个很出名的电视明星，他在那个监狱里边。
Anyway, we set up our gear, you know, our rock and roll, our bass guitar, guitars, drums. And these women had nothing to do, so they all came to this meeting, you know.
我们就把这些什么吉他还有这个鼓都弄好了，然后妇女们也不知道什么，他们都过来。
So we sang our songs and testified about Jesus.
我们就开始唱，然后来为耶稣来做见证。
And I had this young guy.He was just coming along with us, but he'd been born again, and he had such a heart to preach the gospel.
有一个年轻人，他得救了，然后他真是对传福音非常有心。
The kid was 19 years old.
那个年轻人19岁。
His name was Richard Piscopo.
他的名字叫Richard Piscopo.
Yeah, he was Italian, and he looked like he was part of the mafia. Yeah.
你要看到他好像像那个意大利那个黑社会一样。
He was a handsome but skinny boy.
他是非常的英俊，但是非常的消瘦一个人。
Anyway, I said, Piscope, get up there and preach the gospel.
我说你过来传福音。
He got up there in front of these ladies and they started saying, Hey, boy, come on over here. I'll show you God.
然后他就说我来了，你都过来，我来给你来讲关于神的事情。
Couple of them went, you know, whistled.
然后他开始去那边来吹口哨。
This boy was scared to death.
这个年轻人就特别的害怕。
He opened up his gospel at John and spoke about the woman at the well.
然后他就打开约翰福音讲在井边的妇人。
And about how much Jesus loved this woman, even though she'd gone wrong.
虽然这个妇人做有极大的罪恶，但是耶稣还是如此爱她。
He told me later he just thought of that on the spot. I mean, he just didn't know what else to do.
他其实他是别什么都不知道，他是在那个地方他就分享这一节。
And the laughing and the giggling got more and more quiet.
然后那些台下那个妇女们那些的讥笑越来越安静了。
He only spoke about 15 minutes. He was only 19 years old. And if he stood up there any longer, he would have shaken apart. He was so afraid.
他只19岁，他只分享15分钟，分享再长，他都快就没有了。
But the love of God poured through this little mouth.75 of those sisters got saved.
但是神却通过这个年轻人的嘴被倾倒出来，75个妇女得救。
We had to go home because we used up all of our New Testaments.
我们那
every one of them wanted.
我们带来一些新约圣经全都用完了，我们就得回去了。
Is at that same period of time that Billy Graham had a crusade in Seoul, Korea.
然后那个时候在。葛培里他在南韩那边传福音。
And I was part of a large group of people who went over there to Korea to help out during the crusade. Everything from handing out tracts and doing things during the day to being at the crusades at night.
那个时候我们就是那个一个团队，很大一个团队的其中一部分去那边去帮助来传这个福音单张什么的。
But you know something?This was back in the mid-70s, and I don't know if you've heard, but there was an open heaven over South Korea in those days.
我不知道你们有没有听说过，那个是在70年代中，在韩国那边有一个敞开的天。
I was part of the large group that was detailed down to Busan in South Korea.
那个时候我的那一组是在南韩的南边。
Now Billy Graham's crusade itself was in Seoul, but he had five other crusades in other cities, and I was at one of the smaller cities.
葛培里他是在北边那个 汉城那边，然后我还有其他五个团队，我自己是在南边那个地方。
So of course we went every night to the crusade and we helped out. You know, when people came forward, we tried to deal with them and pray for, and like that kind of thing.
然后每天晚上当时有人过来问我们，我来帮助他们，我们就做这些的事情。
But it's what happened during the daytime that just amazed me.
但是在白天的时候发生一些非常奇妙的事情。
Now you got to remember, this is Busan, South Korea, in the mid-70s.
这个是在南韩白山的70年代中学。
And this little guy, maybe he was 5 feet tall, Pastor Kim, was assigned to be my translator.
然后那个时候一个姓金的一个律师才五尺高，非常的矮，他是我的翻译。
Now in the marketplace, in the middle of the city, there was a church there that had a gate and a kind of wide open area in front of the church building.
然后在市场中间有一个教堂之类，然后前面有一个很大一个门，前面有很大一个空场在前边。
And so this Pastor Kim said, well, let's go preach over there.
牧师就说我们去那边来传福音。
So I said, hello, my name is Dana Congdon, and I heard, Jesus Christos! The guy was preaching Jesus, yeah.
然后我就在说，我说啊，你们好，我叫康顿，然后金女士马上他们就开始一串就开始传福音了。
I mean, he only stood up to my waist, but he was a strong preacher, you know.
他虽然可能是到我腰这么高，但是他传福音是非常的有力量。
And I remember telling the gospel story.
我想我在讲福音的故事。
How Jesus went about doing mighty works and healing and helping people.
耶稣在那边医治别人来行神迹奇事。
But I saw something I had never seen before in my life.
那我就看到一件我一生以前从来没有看到的事情。
When I said, they took this man Jesus and nailed him on a cross and he died bleeding for the sins of the world.
当我知道这个人耶稣他被钉在十字架上流血致死为着世上的罪人。
Now out on that street, there was hardly a woman there. It's all young businessmen running around to lunch, etc.
那个时候街上基本全都是年轻做生意的男人，没有什么妇女。
Probably 75-100 young men in their 30s or something.Listening to this gospel.
那个时候大概70到100个这样的30多岁这些年轻人站在那边听福音。
When I said Jesus died on the cross and bled for our sins, it's like you hit him in the head, and they dropped their heads and tears started coming down their face.
当我说到耶稣被钉在十字架上，他血为我们的罪流出，70多人那么多人头就低下来，眼泪就流下来。
Then I said, but God.Raised him back up to life after 3 days, and they looked up like that.
然后我就说神3天之后让他复活，他们头马上又要抬起来。
They'd never heard this gospel before.
他们以前从来没有听到这样的福音。
And we would do this over and over again, and it'd always be 3 or 4 men who would get saved every time.
然后我们就这么一直做，每一次3-4个人就得救了。
I remember they took me to a school.
我记得有一次他们带我去一个学校。
They had an assembly.
有一个聚会。
I preached the gospel.
我传福音。
I gave an invitation.
我来邀请他们信。
Almost all the kids in this junior high and the teachers stood up to get saved.
几乎所有这些初中生还有老师们他们都站起来。
Now all I am trying to say is, when God moves, none can stay his hand.
所以我一直想说的就是如果神在那边来动手动工没有人可以来阻止。
And that's what the Jesus movement was like here on the West Coast.
那个时候在美国的西岸耶稣这个运动也是这个样子。
And many of the leaders of the Christian churches all over the Western Coast here came out of that time of great salvation.
那个时候很多西岸当时后来教会的领袖都是从那个时候开始的。
Meanwhile, back on the East Coast,
那同时在美国东岸
something else was going on.
另外一件事情在发生。
God was raising up seekers to know more of his wonderful truth.
神就兴起一些的要知道他的真理。
Many people in that day on the East Coast were being prepared for something, and I was also glad to have been part of this moving there as well.
那一次神在那边他在动工要准备做这样的事情,
you know,
我也是在其中一个。
God moves, but he does look for some servants, and he seeds them in preparation for his moving.
神要工作动工的时候, 他要准备, 要抓住一些的仆人, 为着这些的, 他的工作。
Now, on the East Coast, something very interesting happened.
东岸那边有些意思的事情发生了。
God took some seeds from the United Kingdom and from China and threw them onto the East Coast.
神就抓了一些的种子从英国和中国就扔到了美国东岸。
Of course, I'm speaking about the seed Brother Kong, the seed Lance Lambert,
我讲到江弟兄,蓝培德弟兄,
the seed T. Austin Sparks,
石百克弟兄,
do you know Deverne Franke?
Franke弟兄,
they all started out in a place called Wabana.
他们就是在那个地方，从那一个地方叫Wabana那个地方开始。
It's around Washington D.C. Where is that?
那在华盛顿首府那边。
There's a little Christian conference center, something there. No more than 75 people, I think, could attend.
就是一个小的一个基督徒一个聚会中心，大概有70多个人。
And every year, Brother Sparks would come over from England, and in this little conference, speak about God's recovery work of His testimony.
然后每一年石百克弟兄就来这个小的一个聚会那边都在讲神复兴他见证的工作。
And then he would invite Brother Stephen Kong to also share in this conference.
然后他也开始请江弟兄也开始在这个聚会里边来讲道。
And eventually Deverne Fromke, Lance Lambert, they also would come and speak in this annual conference.
然后后来这个Fromke, 然后蓝培德弟兄也开始每年一年一次的聚会这边来开始传讲信息。
Now the conference was very small, and it probably wouldn't have kicked off anything except that God had already been moving.
那个特会太小了，这什么所谓的这个运动都开始不了，除了影响到那些已经在这个运动当中的人。
Now, I've already shared about what I think about Brother Stephen Kong and his ministry.
那我已经分享过了，江弟兄和他的服事。
But I must say, I think what kicked off God's movement on the East Coast were the books in English that he was publishing of Watchman Nee.
但是我要说在美国东岸神开始他这样复兴的运动是通过江弟兄出版的那些英文的书。
At that time, I was a pastor in Raleigh, North Carolina.
那个时候我在北卡。 我做 Raleigh那个地方 我做牧师。
And I had no idea who Jeffrey Pittman was.
我那个时候我根本就不知道我们 Jeffrey Pittman弟兄他是谁。
But for some strange reason, I bought all the same books that he bought about Watchman Nee.
然后很不知道为什么原因，我买了一些的尼弟兄的书， 就是后来我们 Jeffrey弟兄他买的那些的书。
Why are these crazy pastors buying all these books by Watchman Nee?
这个牧师为什么他要买这些这么多尼托生写的书呢？
Man, I was hungry.
因为我真是非常的。
And there was something meaty in those books.
在那些书里边有肉。
I was only part of a small group of people who had such a wonderful hunger.
我那个时候只不过是那些小批人当中的一个，对，有这样一个饥渴。
And it turns out that two things happened.
然后就两件事情发生了。
One, some Chinese brothers and sisters and English brothers and sisters moved to the United States and started small fellowships on the East Coast.
第一件事情，有一些从中国还有从英国来的弟兄姐妹们，他们开始在美国的东岸开始一些的聚会。
There was one little fellowship in New York City. There was one over in New Jersey.
Yeah, 有一个是在纽约市，另外一个在新泽西州。
There was one in Washington D.C.
有一个在首府。
There was one in Richmond, Virginia.
有一个地方在 Richmond, Virginia.
There was one in Raleigh, North Carolina.
另外地方在 Raleigh, 北卡。
But something happened when our brother Kong began to speak to these little groups.
当我们的江弟兄 给这些的小这些的小的聚会来传讲信息的时候，一些的事情就发生了。
Now, I was in Raleigh at the time that this little group that Stephen started going to this little group there.
我那个时候我在北卡那个小的聚会，然后那个时候江弟兄就过来。
I was a pastor of a what they call the church up on the hill.
我是在一个所谓山上一个聚会的一个牧师。
It was a growing church, and I was preaching the word of God.
聚会在成长，我在传道。
And I had learned from Stephen Kung and his book, The Normal Christian Church Life, which was Watchman Nee, by mistake, just how to pattern the church. And so I had it all worked out with elders and all this kind of stuff.
然后我就用着那个尼弟兄所写的《正常教会的生活》那本书来建造那个地方的教会。
Mind you, I had no idea what the church is.
那个时候我对教会没有任何的理解。
We just had a pattern.
我们就是有一个样式。
It was a successful pattern.
是一个非常成功的样式。
Anyway, Brother Stephen Kung started speaking to this group of people there in Richmond, Virginia.
然后那个时候，江弟兄在Virginia 那边开始对这些弟兄姐妹们来传讲。
Now, how many old women do we have here today?
今天在我们当中有多少年长的姊妹们？
None of them would even admit if they were, would they?
就算有，你们也不会承认。
But they had about three old women in Richmond, Virginia, who were charismaniacs.
那个时候在 Richmond, Virginia, 有三个年长的疯狂的老年妇女。
And these old charismatic sisters had gone around to all kinds of. Do you know what full gospel businessmen's meetings are?
你说这那个
there were luncheons where they shared testimony and prayed for people to be filled with the Spirit and everything.
他们有些小的聚集，他们在那边一起吃饭，然后分享福音。
These sisters had been to every meeting you can imagine in the D.C. area and everywhere.
他们就是那边都是在美国东岸，在 D.C. 那边在那边活动。
And then they heard Brother Stephen and they fell in love with this little boy.
然后他听到江弟兄，他们就就喜欢上了这个小弟兄。
And so they asked Stephen to come down, please, from New York, and speak in their garage.
然后他们就邀请江弟兄从纽约下到我们这边的车库里边来讲道。
You know, I've never really liked speaking in a garage.
我不知道在车库里边讲是什么感觉。
Something mechanical about it. But anyway,
有点像修车的感觉，但不管怎么样。
So these sisters started having meetings with Stephen Kung.
所以这些姊妹们开始和江弟兄有聚会。
But when God moves, none can stay His hand.
但当神来运行的时候，没有人可以阻止他的手。
And people started hearing about this garage meeting, and they started coming.
然后人就开始听到在车库里边有聚会，然后他们开始来聚会。
And some of them are still in the leadership in Richmond today.
然后一些人他们今天还在 Richmond 那边做教会的带领的弟兄们。
Who did God bring together?
神把他什么样的人聚集在一起。
A fundamentalist Baptist.
一个浸信派里边的一个基要派的人。
A crazy young Pentecostal.
一个疯狂的灵恩派的一个年轻人。
Some people who were full-time staff Campus Crusade for Christ.
然后一些是在学校校园里面来传福音组织的全时间服侍的人。
And various brothers and sisters from the Richmond area.
然后一些的各在那个地方 Richmond, Virginia 各个地方一些的人。
And all I can tell you is, for some reason, God was moving, and these people were so hungry.
为了一些原因，神在那边运行，这些人他们真是满有饥渴。
You know, it's hard to explain what happens when you hear a preacher who actually is grabbing your heart as he's speaking about Christ.
当一个讲员在讲的时候，他的话能够抓住你的心，我把那种感觉，不知道你们是什么样的感觉。
But and it's all the fault of those older sisters. So watch out for older sisters.
全都是那些年长的姊妹，他们说，所以你们要小心这些年长的姊妹们。
Next thing you know, there was a group of them, and they decided we have to meet together. They didn't know how to do it.
然后马上就一组的这些老姊妹就说，那么我们要开始这样一个聚会，但是不知道怎么做。
They had a Pentecostal crazy guy. They had a fundamental Baptist. How do we do it?
有一个疯狂的灵恩派，一个基要派，我不知道怎么该做。
But they had such a heart.
但是他们有这样一个心。
I remember visiting them before I knew exactly what was going on.
我知道到底怎么回事之前，我去访问过他们。
You know what they were like? There's a verse, Malachi 3:16.
马拉基书。
It says, "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it." And a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name.
Which chapter?
Malachi chapter 3, verse 16.
马拉基书三章第十六节，那边说，那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳听，而且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
Anyway, they couldn't get enough.They were hungry for the word of God.
他们就是对神的话永实在是饥渴。
And they decided to have a conference.
他们就那个时候决定他们要一个特会。
That's really smart. You know, 25 people, most under the age of 30, except for those old ladies.
然后好像他就有这么一个奇怪的一个念头，二十五个人。全都是三十岁以下，除了几个年长的姊妹们，他们要开始办一个特会。
And they decided to have a conference.
他们要办一个特会。
And why not invite Lance Lambert as well as Stephen Kahn?
为什么就请兰培德或者是江守道弟兄
？So they had one little conference.
然后他们有个小特会。
They had another little conference.
有另外一个小特会。
And they had a little bigger conference.
有一个大一点的特会。
That's the first one I got involved in.
那个就是我第一次我参加的。
And The Lord did something. Again, this is when He's moving. I don't know who you give the credit to and all this stuff.
所以这是发生一件事情，我不知道到底是这个功劳应该归给谁。
You see, God was looking for a cowboy who had two guns.
神在里边要找一个牛仔，他有两把枪。
One could shoot you with prophecy. The other one.Could shoot you with love.
一把枪用先知预言的话来打你，另外一把枪他用爱来打你。
And that was it. Those two famous cowboys, Stephen Kahn and Lance Lambert.
是，当时两个出名的这个牛仔，一个就是江守道弟兄，一个是兰培德弟兄。
And when they came together, it was the combination that caused nuclear fission.
就当这两个人在一起，就成了一个核裂变的一件事情发生了。
When Lance spoke, there was a spray of light. I remember the first time I went there in 1975. By the way, they're going to be meeting again. Randolph-Macon College. That's where I went the first time, 1975.
1975年那一次，江弟兄一开始讲，大光就进来。那时候我在那边在那边有服侍。
Lance shot you with his gun.
他就用枪这么来，一枪一枪来射击。
I remember one little message he gave. It must have been a silver bullet, because it killed me.
那次他打了一枪，应该是用银色子弹，他就把我给打死了。
Now I was a pastor of a church. In one shot, he blew up my whole church.
我是在一个教会，一个牧师，他一枪一个子弹就全都打没有了。
I found out I can't have a church because the church is not people, the church is Christ.
我就发现我自己不能有教会，因为教会不是人，教会是基督。
Now I could brag on my seminary education because I got straight A's.
我可以来夸口我在神学院全都是 A 的成绩。
And we studied ecclesiology, which is the study of the church.
我们也学过教会学。
However, I had never heard that.
我自己从来没有听过。
The church is Christ.
教会是基督。
A living person.
一个活的人。
Now, wait a minute. I was the pastor of an organization.
我是一个组织的一个牧师。
And here is the way we handed out love in my church.
那个是我当时在那个教会，我是怎么如何来给爱的。
Did you notice in my church?
你说在我的教会。
If you don't like what we're doing, go somewhere else.
你要不知道怎么回事，你就去别的地方。
Because I am where the buck stops.
我就是一切的事情都是最后到我这边来做决定的。So
Lance took out his little English gun.
兰佩德弟兄拿出他那把英国的手枪。And
he shot my head right off.
他就把我头就打下来了。He
said, Jesus is the only head of the church, and when a man tries to be the head of the church, he is competing with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's going to lose.
基督是教会的头，人不是教会的头。当人是教会的头的时候，他就和基督在那边来竞争。
Then, just as I was trying to bandage up my wounds, Brother Stephen Kong would speak.
我在那边来扎我的伤口的时候，江弟兄他又来了。
Completely the opposite.
完全是相反的。At
that time, he had quite a problem with palsy, you know, this... And he was actually quite thin and looked kind of weak.
他是非常的瘦，非常的有点弱小。
But when he began to speak,
但是当他开始讲的时候,
he just said, "Can I invite you to hear and to see the heart of God?"
他说，我邀请你们来听，来看神的心。
It's part of what I'm speaking about at night. Have you ever seen the heart of God?
就像我讲的。 那天晚上，你们有没有看到神的心？
Now, dear brother Stephen just took me right into the heart of God.
我们的江弟兄就这样把我带到神的心里面去。
He broke my heart, and I didn't want to be the false head of his church anymore.
他真是把我心都打碎了，我真是不愿意做教会虚假的头。
Well, let me tell you, you see, God's got this network of circumstance arranged by somebody who's the most brilliant engineer of all times. Who is that?
就神用一个非常大有能力的一个工程设计师，他把这些环境都这样给我设计。这个设计师是谁？
Oh yeah, the Holy Spirit.
对，就是圣灵。
I left that conference, and by the arrangement of God, my father-in-law and a team of 40 men, including me and Julia, went over to Halford House to lead a revival in Lance Lambert's church in England.
那件事以后，我和我的岳父还有我的妻子，我们40多个人去兰培德弟兄在英国的聚会那边来办一次的特会。So
we went over there and we went out witnessing. So we take people out. So because we had learned to do this kind of thing, so I would take a brother out from there in England and we'd go out to houses and people who had either along the Thames River or else people who had come and visited Halford House, and we'd go visit these people, talk about Jesus, see if they come to the Lord.
然后我们就是和另外一个当地弟兄，我们一起来，就是探访当地在河边或者曾经去过这个特会，探访那些曾经去过的人，来给他们来传讲福音。Now,
it was a wonderful week of refreshing and reviving, and a number of people got saved in that fellowship.
那个面是一个非常有更新感觉的一次一周的一个特会，有很多人，有不少人都得救信主。But
when I saw the body of Christ for the first time in operation in their worship service on Sunday morning,
但是当我第一次在主日看到基督的身体完全参加到这个敬拜的当中的时候，
I didn't know what to do.
我不知道我该做什么。
And they asked me to get up and lead some songs. I'm, you know, I'm a guitar guy.
所以他就请我起来站起来，用着吉他来代唱几首诗歌。
And this was Sunday morning, our last meeting there, and I remember just before I led them in some songs, some worship songs.
周日早上最后一堂的特会，我就弹一些几首的吉他的一些的歌曲。
I said to the congregation, you know, I'm not sure what I mean, but I think I've found my home.
我就说，我不知道我到底想表达什么，但是我好像找到了我的家。You know,
you know, as the pastor of a church, you never feel at home. You're afraid somebody's going to kick you out any day.
然后你如果在一个聚会，你是个牧者，但是你觉得不在家的话，你早晚可能要被踢出来的。
But when they worshipped, it was the body of Christ, just like we did here yesterday.
当他们敬拜那个就是基督，基督的身体，就像我们昨天所做的一样。
And they do do hymns beautifully in England.
他们在那边唱诗歌，非常美好的唱诗歌。
But there was a sort of a theme and a flow by the Spirit between hymns and prayers and poems and scriptures. And I was in the presence of the Lord. I know Julia would say the same thing the whole time during the worship. What is going on here? God's presence is here. Nobody's leading. Wait a minute. Somebody must be. It's that engineer again.
所以当那个时候，他们开始唱诗歌，唱灵歌，唱诗歌。我们一起在灵里边有祷告，有读诗，有读。我和我的姊妹当时觉得灵，那个灵在里边真有一个很大的流在里边。我和我姊妹都同时在说，我不知道为什么，但是神的手在那边来安排这一切的事情。
So you know what happened? I went home back to Raleigh, North Carolina.
所以后来我就回到北卡的家，Raleigh 那边。
Where I was still the pastor of the church up on the hill.
我还是在山上教会的牧，我还是那个牧师。
And I got physically sick for 3 months.
我的这个身体三个月就得病了，病下来。
I don't know what it was. It was a congestion. It was fever. It was. All I did was get up once a week and go down to the church, lead a Bible study.
我也不知道到底是什么原因，我就是非常的就有这个发烧什么，一个星期一次，我走到下边去就查一次经而已。
But there was a war going on in my soul.
但是在我魂里边有一场征战。
Because I knew God was asking me to do two things.
我知道神要让我做两件事情。
First, leave the ministry.
第一，离开。这个服事。
As I understood it, I needed to leave the ministry because I was not.In a position that God wanted.
我知道我要离开那个在那个岗位上的服事，因为我知道这不是神的心意。
Now I felt from God. He said, He told me that I am His servant, but I'm doing everything wrong.
我知道说我是神的仆人，但是我一切所做的全都是错的。
And I was hindering His work, not helping it. Now that I saw what the church was.
我现在看到教会真正的教会是什么？我在那边我没有帮助他的工作，我在那边来阻止他的工作。
And so I took my ordination paper as a Baptist preacher.
我把
ripped it up.
我在浸信会里边，我那个牧师的那个证明那张纸，我就把它撕掉了。
I was quite a show off in those days. I did it in front of everybody, you know.
我就在众人面前，我就展示把它撕掉了。
But that meant I no longer had any means of living.
那个之后我就没有任何的收入了。
You know, I spent 8 years training to be a pastor.
我花了8年的时间，培训我要成为一个牧师。
Now my retirement program gone, salary gone.
我的这个退休基金没有了，我的收入没有了。
And I was exalted to the position of a substitute teacher in a junior high school.
然后我在 Virginia 一个高中，我就被抬举到一个替补老师的地位。
And at another time, a school bus driver for $65 a week and all the kids I could eat.
我另外一次我在一周65个小时开校车带着那帮孩子。
That I was no longer,
一星期60块钱
，no longer a pastor.
不再是牧师了。
I didn't know what to do.
我不知道要做什么。
Lance came through Raleigh while I was thus sick, struggling.
那个时候兰培德弟兄过来，当我这样病的时候。
And he said one of his famous lines. I didn't know it was one of his famous lines at the time.
那个时候当时我还不知道他，但是他对我讲一句他非常经常非常出名的一句话。
But because Jeffrey Pittman and those other bag boys weren't around, I had to carry Lance's bags.
因为那个时候 Jeffrey 他那个时候他没有做他的那个提包的，我要来提着他的包。
I had to take him up to Tennessee, up into the mountains. He was speaking somewhere.
我们要去这个田纳西的山间去那边那些地方去传讲。
And on the way back to Hendersonville, I said, Lance, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how am I going to live.
我回来路上，我就对兰弟兄说：“兰弟兄，我不知道我要做什么，我都不知道怎么样生活下去。”
You know Lance's favorite line?
你知道兰弟兄他最出名的一句话是什么吗
？You don't have to know how to live. You need to learn how to die.
他说你不需要学习如何来生活，你要学习如何来死。
If you learn how to die, the Lord will make sure you live.
你如果学习学到了如何死，神就一定会让你活。
Oh boy. So anyway, I left the church up on the hill because they didn't understand. The church was growing and growing and growing, and I said, "I'm sorry, I have to resign." They said, "What? What's the matter with you?" So the people hated me up on the hill.
那个时候我就离开了在山上那个教会，那个教会其实在一直在成长，他们也不知道为什么我要这样离开。我离开之后，他们也不知道为什么，他就非常的讨厌我。后来
，And all that was left for me to do was to go down to this house church, where these people were listening to Stephen Kung.
然后后来我就去这个家庭聚会，那些人在家里面听江弟兄讲道。
Now because I knew I had to be part of a church, I had to submit myself now to brothers and sisters.
那现在我是在教会的一部分，我要来学习顺服弟兄姐妹们。
Now I would have much rather have submitted myself to somebody nice, like Stephen Kung or Lance Lambert or Eric Wu.
我更愿意是像那些比较非常友善和蔼的人，向他们来顺服，比如说江弟兄、蓝培德弟兄或者我们的吴弟兄。
But you know, these leaders in this house group were charismatic Catholics.
这些在家庭聚会带领的，他们全都是在天主教里边的灵恩派。
And they were afraid of me.
他们都很怕我。
Because I was known for being like the Pied Piper for young people.
我就是像那个吹那个管弦乐的吹的那个乐器那个人，在年轻人当中，我有这么一个名声。
Is the Pied Piper story that long? You know the Pied Piper. He's the guy who whistled and all the rats came out of the city.
他就吹那个笛子，然后那些老鼠们都跟着他走。
Now they were afraid that me with my guitar would take all of the young people out and start a church.
他们就担心我来弹吉他，一帮年轻人就跟着我，教会就这么起来。
And they were afraid somehow I'd take it over and it wouldn't be the Lord's church anymore.
他就担心我来这个就是来占领这个地方，就不再是主的教会了。
So they said sweetly, as only Chinese people can.
他们就用着中国人最能够说那种非常甜蜜的方法跟我讲。
Oh, welcome to our group.
欢迎我们的来到我们的教会。
You're a brother and sister with us.
我们都是弟兄姐妹们。
Don't bring your guitar.
别带你的吉他进来。
And don't preach.
也别讲道。
I couldn't preach, couldn't bring my guitar.
我也不能讲道，我也不能弹吉他。
I could bring my three kids and my wife.
我带我的三个孩子加上我的妻子。
And that's what I did.
这就是我所做的。
They didn't trust me.
他们不相信，不信任我。
You know, I'm just trying to be honest.
我就这样很诚实的讲。
Some of these people we have teaching in our churches are pretty lousy.
我那时候有时候在教会的教导非常的不好。
I was a good preacher.
我是一个很好的一个传道
人。I have to listen to this lousy guy.
我要听这个讲的一点都不怎么样的一个人。
One time, one of these brothers, he was an engineer. He was preaching.
一个工程师的弟兄他在讲
He was preaching on the tabernacle.
他在讲会幕
We were about to get excited.
我们要开始兴奋起来
And he had three by five cards.
他有那种这么大的小卡片
And suddenly they fell on the floor.
就掉到地上
He couldn't get them back in order and we had to call the meeting off.
他不能放回到正常他说他的这个聚会就结束了
Now I can preach for an hour without any notes.
我什么都不用看我可以讲一个小时
And I have to go help this guy pick up his three by five cards.
我还得帮他从把这那么小卡片从地上捡起来
Man, I was dying.
我这里边就要死掉了
Those junior high kids. I was so upset.
我那和那帮初中生们，我里面非常的不高兴。
Of course, during this whole time, our brother Stephen Kung still came once a month to Raleigh, and it was the only good preaching we had all month.
然后啊，当然那个时候一个月一次，江弟兄来我们这边来传讲，那是一个月唯一的一次好的信息。
Now I was making $60 a week.
那个时候我一个星期赚60块钱。
Things were tough.
生活有点节非常节俭。
You know, every time Brother Stephen came, he spoke for a weekend.
他每次来周末他来讲信息。
And the saints there, got together and gave him a pretty nice check.
然后啊，这圣徒们就一起来给他有些很好的、很不错的奉献。
And every month he came.
每次他来
，somehow he countersigned the check and stuck it in my pocket or my Bible or my wife's Bible, and I found it.
然后他每次就把那个支票签好字以后，他就偷偷的放在我包里面，或者放在我的妻子的包里面。
What can you do with a guy like that?
有这么样的弟兄，那你能做什么呢？
I tried to get into a good Chinese restaurant fight and said, "No, no, here you take it. No, I'll take it. No, you take it. I'll pay. No, you pay."
你去一个好的中国餐馆付钱的时候，我们都抢了，是要打起来了。
No, no, no. He was too tricky. He always got the check back in my pocket.
但是我们江弟兄他是太聪明，他总是能把他的那个支票放到我兜里边。
He was a reverse thief.
他是贼的相反的那一面。
I remember one night, finally, it got so desperate, I was just so, I didn't know what to do. And I remember going into the woods, it was right near where we lived.
那个有一天晚上，我里边非常的迫切，不知所措，然后我就进到树林里面去。
I said, Lord, I don't know if I can survive. I got fire in my bones. I got nowhere to release.
我就说主要我不知道该，我在我骨头里边有一股火，我不知道如何来释放。
And he said, no, no.You have a ministry. You need to pray.
我说主，不对，不对，不对，你有一个服事，你需要来祷告。
He said, "Pray that the people here would repent."
你说你要来祷告，那这边的人他们要来悔改。
And so I did.
所以我就祷告了。
Just that people would repent.
人们就悔改。
And the next month, our brother Kang came for the weekend.
然后下个月江弟兄周末来。
He opened his Bible to the Gospel of Matthew and he said, "Repent."
然后打开马太福音说你们要悔改。
And I was so excited because the people really repented because the kingdom of God was at hand.
我很兴奋，因为他们众人都悔改，因为天国近了。
But that's the first time I saw that you can actually pray spiritual reality, and it isn't just preaching, and then you pray after. It can just be prayer is sufficient to be part of this thing, right?
那是我第一次发现，就是说，只用着祷告，不用着先讲信息，然后再来祷告，就是单单用着祷告能够带进这个属灵的实际。
Well, guess what happened?
你知道发生什么事情？
The saints opened up.
圣徒们他们开启。
They wouldn't let me speak.
他不让我，还是不让我讲。
But I could bring my guitar.
但是我可以开始弹吉他了。
And there was about 15 teenagers there.
大概有十五个这个十几岁的孩子们。
And so they let me go into the ping pong room with the teenagers and sing and lead them in Bible study.
他就让我们去那个乒乓房里边拿着吉他带领这帮孩子们。
And that's how I started ministering to young people here on the West Coast, WCCC, Richmond Conference, Singapore, Australia, Hong Kong.
这个就是我在西岸特会、Richmond 特会、这个新加坡特会、澳大利亚这些一切特会中的年轻人服事，我是从那儿开始的。
I don't know the chemistry of how God does stuff, but somehow, when I get together with young people,That's my home.
我不知道神是如何在我心中来运行，但是我每一次当我在年轻人当中，我就感觉我是在家里边。
Now I know probably you complain about your young people.
我知道你们可能对年轻人有意见。
You know how unspiritual they are.
你说他们很不属灵。
You know that right now while I'm talking, they're on their phones looking at things.
你说他们一边开车一边谈话一边玩手机。
But somehow, when I see a born-again young person, I see a spirit that loves Jesus more than they realize.
但是每一次我看到一个重生的年轻人，我就看到一个爱基督的一个灵在里边，他们自己可能都不知道。
And I just want to see if through a song or through a word, some of that love will come out, and they'll love Jesus a little bit more.
我想从他们里面出来一句话，一个诗从里面来表达他们对耶稣的爱。
I've been sitting around here. I've been listening to a brother Daniel preach.
我在这边听我们这个黄汉弟兄来传讲信息。
Sitting around some young people today.
然后今天有些年轻人在这边坐着。
I listen.
你来听啊。
Any Gen Z who could listen to brother Daniel and take notes is an angel.
这些 Gen Z 就是两千年之后生的这年轻人们，他们能够听到黄汉先讲到，而且能够来记笔记的话，他们全都是天使。
Because first of all, he speaks at the speed of light.
我们弟兄是在光速来说话。
In a language they no longer understand.
而且用了他们不再能听懂的语言。
And they still take notes.
但他们还在那边来做笔记。
So God in heaven will give them a gold star on their shirt.
所以神从天上要给他们一颗金星放在他们 的衣服上。
And if you don't like your kids, send them to Manhattan.
你如果你不喜欢你们孩子，让他们来我们曼哈顿。
Listen. So anyway, long story short, I began to speak again.
所以长话短说，我就开始来讲信息了。
As it turns out, God was doing something up in New York, and I moved up there with our dear brother Ernie Heil.And we ministered together for several years.
那个时候神在纽约那边开始做工作，那时候我和 Ernie Heil 我们两个弟兄在那边就开始一起配搭，一起来服侍。
Now, really, all I want to say is this: it's not those details. I am always so curious. God's sovereign hand behind all of this.
我对一件事情非常很好奇的，就是神在这一切事情背后当中他运行的手。
It's like there in the Psalm 126, isn't it? When the exiles return, right?
就是当诗篇126篇那边所说的，当被掳的回归的时候。
And the psalmist says, when God restored the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream.
当耶和华将那些被掳带回西安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
Then those around us said, "Your God has done great things."
列败邦人就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。
Indeed, He has done great things.
耶和华果然为我们行了大事。
We are so glad.
我们就欢喜。
He has done great things.
他行了大事。
Isn't God wonderful?
我们的主真是奇妙。
Those exiles couldn't get themselves back from Babylon. They had all the jewelry of the Jews.
他们在巴比伦的那些犹太人，他们有犹太人，他们各样的珍宝。
So God just took this great Persian emperor Cyrus, stirred up his heart. He said, "Send the people back. They have to build God's house."
他们就用着这个塞鲁士波斯王来差遣这家神的百姓回归，你们要建造我的圣殿。
It's the sovereignty of it that just amazes me.
那神的主权实在是奇妙。
It's the sovereignty of how He moves us through a web of circumstances that ends up weaving something quite wonderful.
神就靠着他的主权，在一切网络各样的事情，他这样来这样缝制一件事情出来。
Now who's going to take the glory for that?
那荣耀归给谁呢？
Can we say, "Ah, we did well"?
我们能说我们做得还不错呢？
But the Lord knows what He's doing.
但神知道他在做什么。
He knows how to discipline.
他知道如何来管教。
He knows how to encourage our hearts.
他知道如何来激励我们的心。
Through the most difficult of times, I would only say this.
在最难的时候，我们可以说。
When times were tough, God was never closer.
在最艰难的时候，是神离我们最近的时候。
Now that's a fact.
这是事实。
Now whether you know it or not,
不管你知道不知道
，He's there.
他在那边。
You know, my wife and I, we lost our oldest son when he was 19 years old.
我和我的妻子，当我们最大年长的儿子19岁的时候，我们失去了他。
It's fair to say, my soul was broken.
就是非常我的魂都被破碎了。
My mind was broke, my emotions were broke, my will was broke.
我的意念，我的情感，我的完全被破碎了。
God was there.
但是神却在那里。
He was there all the time.
他一直在那里。
I was mad, he was there.
我很生气，我就在他那边。
He was there.
我的问题他在那边。
If I was quiet, he was there.
我的安静他在那边。
What a God we have.
我们有的是何等的神。
He's leading us on to glory.
他领我们要进到荣耀。
So let's search our backgrounds, trying to see what domino fell that led to our falling.
那我们就回头看一看是多米诺骨是如何的倒，然后
Was it when my father said, "Take not thy Holy Spirit from me," that 30 years later I got saved?
So
that, and then I could lead my dad to the Lord.
You know,
the chain is a great mystery. God is a great mystery. Praise His name.
要赞美他的名字,
give glory to Him.
要荣耀归于他,
He's a good God.
他是美好的神,
we love Him, don't we?
我们爱他,
and we testify
我们为他来做见证,
of our sovereign God.
我们有主权的神,
oh, sovereign God, we worship you.
我们蛮有主权的神, 我们要来敬拜你,
through all of the difficulties in our lives, you're doing something.
主啊, 在我们人生一生当中难处, 你在做一些的事情,
why have you brought all these people from a far place?
你为什么把这些人从远处带来?
You're up to something.
主啊, 你要做一些事情,
I hope I can be part of it.
主啊, 我想我要在其中有份,
I love it when God moveth.
主啊, 当你运行, 我心就欢喜,
when God moveth, 当, none can stay His hand.
当神运行, 没有手可以来阻止,
when God moveth, who can stay His hand?
当神来运行, 谁能够阻止你的手?
When God moveth in this land, when God moveth, who can stand?
当神来运行的时候, 谁可以来站立?
When God moveth,
当神来运行的时候,
none can stay His hand.
没有人可以阻止他的手。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Good to be with you again through another cold season.
在一个寒冷的时候，我感谢和你们在一起。